Ministers, ladies and gentlemen, we continue our high-level dialogue with Georgia in a context that continues to be characterized by major challenges for our security. The crisis provoked by Russia's aggression against Ukraine has repercussions for Georgia, for the region, and for Euro-Atlantic security. NATO countries do not and will not recognize the illegal annexation of Crimea by Russia, just as we do not accept the recognition by Russia of the Georgian regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent states. NATO defends each country's right to a sovereign choice in terms of foreign and security policy. Now, today, we will continue our active dialogue with Georgia. We have made good progress, especially as regards making the defense and security sectors more transparent and more responsible. And we await with interest the further implementation of reforms, and we shall continue to give you our help throughout this process. Now, I would like to state clearly that we uphold our decision taken at the Bucharest summit in 2008. Georgia will become a member of NATO as long as the criteria for membership are met. The Alliance foreign ministers will debate Georgia's aspirations at their meeting to be held at the end of the month. And I'm certain that at our coming summit, the progress made by Georgia will be acknowledged. And with those words, I would like to conclude the public part of our meeting, and I would thank the representatives of the press for their attendance.